Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Do you agree? Are we on the same page here? That other people took less money than has already gone through your hands and are very, very rich today.
Yes.
Has it happened?
Yes.
Yeah. Could you be in a different place right now financially?
Yes.
Could I? Yes. If we had done some things differently?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not God saying, no, I got to keep you here. I don't want you any richer than that. No, it's people being foolish. You know, the Lord's blessed me with some stuff. I got some toys and motorcycles and boats and car and stuff. And a fellow one time asked me, he said, you know, I don't think it's right for you to have a car like that. It was a new Corvette convertible. This was back in early 80s. I told him, I said, let me suggest something here to you. I said, let's just take a couple of things. I said, for one thing, I don't smoke. How much does a pack of cigarettes cost? Huh? $3 or $4? $3? If you had a pack a day habit, 3 times 365, what is that? 1,000 a year? You could buy you something with that. Just for not smoking.
Yeah.
Well, I told him I don't drink. You see where I'm going? Now this stuff begins to add up. How much is a fifth of whiskey? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. I figured that was coming. Maybe you got a relative, you know, that told you one time. I don't have an idea. $5? $10? $20? $20? Let's say you had a real habit. Did you go through a fifth a day? Or half a fifth? I don't know. Could you drink up $10 alcohol a day? I think that'd be easy, don't you? Now, you go into some of these bars and stuff. I mean, some of these drinks, I mean, you'd run up a tab, right? Well, let's just say you're knocking back $10, just conservative. $10 a day drinking alcohol. How much is that? Okay, so we're up to, you know, $5,000. And really, this is conservative because, you know, you're going to go out on the town and hit the bars, man, you're going to spend a lot more money than that. You probably spend more than that just drinking beer, you know? I mean, I'm talking about hard stuff. So you're $5,000. You're $5,000. You could buy something with that. That's in a year. I said, you know, I don't use drugs. I don't shoot anything. I don't snort anything. I don't take any pills. What would a drug habit cost? Huh? How much a day? People could go through $1,000 a day? $500 a day conservative? Huh? How much is that? $182,000 in a, just for not doing drugs and not drinking and smoking. $182,000, could you buy you a new car?
Yeah.
Just for not drinking and smoking and doing drugs?
Yeah.
We're just getting started here.
Yeah.
Did you know it?
Yeah.
Because you live that kind of lifestyle and you could wind up getting divorced.
Yeah.
You wind up wrecking your car.
Yeah.
You wind up in court. Legal fees. You wind up in the doctor's office with problems you shouldn't have and procedures. How much does that cost you? You could easily be up to $200,000 or $300,000 a year if a person made that much. Are you with me now? There is no wisdom in sin. A wise person, if you approached sin just from a wisdom standpoint, maybe you want to do it, your body wants to do it, your mind, your eyes want to do it, but if you had enough wisdom, you'd stop and say, now, wait a minute. Before I do this, what's it going to cost me? And if you could really look down the road, and wisdom can, and see where it's going to take you, no matter how bad you'd want to do it, if you're really wise, you'd go, nah, it ain't worth that. No. No. Now let's just start right here. Let's say you're blowing a couple of $100,000 a year on a sinful lifestyle. Let's take half of that instead of blowing it on sin, and let's put it in the kingdom of God. Let's take the other $100,000 and invest it in some really good natural investments every year for 20 years. Do you see this now? I said, other people have had less money to start with and less money to work with than what has already come through your hands. And are very, very wealthy and powerful right now. And there are people that lived an ungodly lifestyle. Man, they have made fortunes and blowed fortunes times over. They make it and blow it and make it and blow it. Do you understand what I'm talking about now? It's a matter of, now don't get sad about this. Because God will deliver you from your drug habit. Won't he? Your alcohol habit? Your foolish, sinful lifestyle? It's called getting saved. It's called getting saved. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. Get in a good church. Quit all that. Quit wasting your resources. Start tithing and investing in the kingdom. And start learning how to pray and hear from God. And invest in natural things when and where he tells you. By the wisdom of God, and what's going to happen as the years go by? You're going to prosper. You're going to come up. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Some of you are going to have to think about that some more, I can see right now. But I was telling that guy, I said, just by me, you know, I could buy a new Corvette every year. Just for not drinking and doing drugs. I said, why don't people think that way? Well, the devil doesn't want you to think that way. He wants you to be stupid. He wants you to get paid, and he wants you to run out and drink it up and snort it up and blow it so that you are sick and broke and depressed and miserable and want to kill yourself pretty quick. That's what he wants. But God wants you to prosper and thrive. He wants you to be brilliant in your mind, strong and healthy in your body, rich in the material things of this world. When people look at you and they go, wow, how did you do this? And you tell them, God. And the goodness of God leads the people, hallelujah, to repentance. They want a God that'll heal them and help them and deliver them. But God's been lied on. They've been told by people from the pulpit and by people over the TV and radio that God, you know, might make you sick. He might destroy your house with a hurricane. He might put cancer on your baby. He might do some stuff, but you just have to trust him. And you probably won't have anything now, but in the sweet by and by, well, they don't feel very motivated to come join your flock. They're wanting some help. They're wanting to come out. Not go down. Now Proverbs 27. 23. He said, be thou diligent to know the state of your flocks and look well to your herds. For riches are not forever. And does the crown endure to every generation? Is wealth secure to every generation, or can one generation make it and the next one blow it? Verse 23, how can you keep that from happening? You got to stay on top of it. You got to be diligent to know the state of your stuff. And you got to look well to your operations and your stuff. So many so-called faith people don't do this. They call it living by faith, and it's flying by the seat of your pants. Did you know a whole lot of people, the so-called faith people, if you ask them, they stand up and say, yeah, glory to God, debts are being reduced, debts are being eliminated. If you said, okay, how much do you owe? They hadn't got a clue. They don't want to know. They're scared to find out. Their stuff is such a mess, such a jumbled mess. They don't know what's in the bank. They hope that check's going to clear. How many know that's a bad witness? A bad witness. You hollering about faith, God prospering you, and your check bounces. Well, I'm just writing it by faith. No, you're not. You don't know what faith is. I'm just writing it by faith. Just believing God will get the money in there in time. No, you are not. You're breaking the law. And they'll put you in jail. For that? No, that's not faith. It's got nothing to do with faith. Well, I just don't know, brother, but I just let the Lord take care of all that. Well, if he is, he's got it in a mess. We look at your stuff and you go, well, I'm just, the Lord takes care of all my stuff. I just can't believe that the Lord got that in a mess like that. Well, it was the devil. It was the devil. The devil, I tell you, he come in. Ooh, and he messed the devil's attacking my finances. He just laughed. Why, you messed yourself up. Foolishness. Remember, we just got through reading, the fool spends what they get.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Wisdom and Riches, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602K. That's R1602K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith, feet of God, feet of God. God.